we'll jump straight in.
So, I am here with a man who's won countless awards this evening. I'm here with Danny Elliott. So, each award, tell me how much it means to you.
Well, goal of the season, I don't really score many. It's my only goal of the season. It was an important goal, so I'm really happy with that. I don't think many was expecting me to score a goal like that, but yeah, it just happened, so proud of that.
Obviously, the cup's big, like, after a season like we've had. How much do you feel that that gratifies the progression the team's made across the season?
Yeah, I think towards the back end of the season, even before I, because I didn't come play for the full season, even before I started, I think the performances were there. We were just losing by the odd goal and stuff like that. So we were close, and we always knew we had the talent and ability to do better than we did in the league. And I think just winning the cup just sort of showed that. So hopefully we can put that into next year.
Before we look to next year, because we will, very briefly, obviously. You and Eddie, in central midfield, have been beastly. Like, not, I can't name a performance that I've been disappointed with either of you. And like, how nice is it to play alongside a guy who puts in the same effort as you do week by week?
Yeah, I think it's great. I think as the season's gone on, we've formed a good partnership, and we really like playing together. We can read each other well. Like, we tell each other what to do, and we've got a good understanding. So yeah, it's good. Hopefully we can do that again next year.
So now next year, and obviously I know this ain't been pressed, and this interview will get posted at the same time as it's announced, but I'm of the understanding that you've signed for us next year.
I have, yeah. Yeah, I have signed.
And talk to me about, because a lot of people, after your performances this season, would probably, to be fair, I'm just being honest for myself, is expect you to make a step up. Like, what's your logic behind staying at the club, and how much does it mean to you, Carlton mean to you?
Yeah, personally, after breaking my leg last time I played here, I haven't really played at this standard since that. And I weren't sure whether I'd be the same as I was before, and I feel like I've been all right, but not 100%. So I feel like I've had an all right season, but next season I can really push on and go back to how I used to be.
So, because I know you're keen to get off, as any person is when I put this microphone in their face. Next season.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't going to lie. For myself, I would be very, very happy with a mid-table finish, because I feel like it shows progression. But a lot of people will, say we should be right up there on end of season form. Where do you see us, and, what would you be happy with, and what would be the, glitter to next season?
Just to better this season, be way higher than we were in the table, not worrying about being at the bottom of the table at Christmas, being up there. And if towards the end of the season we're in that mid table, maybe just if the opportunity is there, then to finish up there. But just take each game as it goes and win a lot more.
And on a side note, I actually have a question to ask you that I'm going to ask everyone else I interview post-season, which is, if you had to pick your player of the season, the guys you played amongst, and I know that's hard because everyone's contributed in some way, who's your guy?
For me, it was out of Kieran, Loz and Fletch. I think Loz going centre-half, he was really good, and I think that sort of changed the season, and we got stability there, did really well. But for me, I ended up giving it to Fletch. I just think every game is a solid 8 out of 10, so yeah, my choice was Fletch.
And go on, I'll throw in one more. Getting, after two difficult seasons in charge, you've obviously joined this one. Like, how great is it for him to win a cup? And like, he's a great manager. What are your thoughts?
He is, he works his bollocks off. He does all the work behind the scenes, what no one really thinks of. He puts a lot into the club, and his heart's in the right place. And I think we had some rough patches during the season, but it just showed through. Throughout the season, he's made some of the right decisions, and it's come off in the end, and it showed that he's made the right decisions. So.
Oh, and we're getting joined by many a people. So.
So.
So, boys, yeah. No, let's have some random group thing going on. So, right, I'll ask you all individually and I'll roll round you individually.
Let's go.
Karen freaking goes.
Cool, Skip.
How great does it feel to win a cup at the end of the season?
Do you know what? It just rounded off our. It completely rounded off our season, to be fair. We needed something to give back to the fans. It was something that we all wanted, that we didn't believe, to be fair, that we would have got. But over the course of the season, I just want to talk about this right now.
Yeah, I know. Really, the bowl of Smirnoff in your hand, I very much agree. Jake.
But yeah, we're honestly really proud. Really proud because we're sort of back to the fans, back to the manager.
Oh shit!
All right, it's something that we really needed.
Jake, you came in.
Thank you.
It's all right,
Loza. Thank you, Loza, with your bottle of vodka in your hand. I very much appreciate your input.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.
Jake, you came in halfway through the season. Yep. Like. How'd you find joining a team halfway through a season in difficulty and making it to where we've come to?
Yeah, well, it was good because all the boys are accepting. Like everyone sort of seemed to get along. Everyone sort of seemed to gel well together, and I seemed to fit straight in really.
How hard is it to gel in a new team?
Not hard when you go as boys.
Hey! Yeah. To be fair, I think it's the lads that are around you already. Like. If they've got a good bond together, you're sort of fitting. Everyone seems all right around here. To be fair,
we already knew the superstar anyway.
We knew he had big biceps. We knew he had tiny,
a big belly.
Tiny quadriceps. But it's what happens. It happens.
This all gets a bit, PG right now. then I'll move to a man that's made many saves. Who I happen to be going out with this evening, that could be interesting.
He won't be making any fucking saves this tonight, believe me.
And nor do I expect him to. Your language is as bad as Ewan's.
I do apologise.
Stegs, talk to me about how much a night like tonight means to the team, the awards, like, you know. The recognition. All right, Danny, just because you didn't get one.
Yeah.
I think the vibe within team isn't tonight. It's been brilliant, and I think that's all down to Scotty and the backroom staff, and obviously the win with the cup final. That's helped everybody out. Tonight, it's nice to get the whole team together from the under-16s all the way up to the first team. It's nice to get to know other people, and it's nice for them to have a chance to meet all of us lot.
I totally agree, and now I'm going to go over to the man that's language barrier is interesting, to say the least, right now, and he's worn the cup trophy on his head more times than I can count. Number one, how gutting is it to not get an award this year? And number two, you know, this evening's been huge for the club because it's the season started off badly, ended really well, topped off by a cup finish. Like, the boys were all in good order, as you can tell from his language. how much does a night like tonight top off a difficult season that's turned into a great one?
Of course it does. I mean, I'll apologise for my language now. Tonight's one of them occasions where everyone gets together, fans, under-16s, as Jack said, under-21s, the academy, and the first team, and we just have a good laugh, celebrate what we've done in the season. As Wayne said rightly, we've got things to improve on throughout the season, towards the start of the season, and transition towards the end of the season. So I think it's one of them periods where we've got to build on that success. But the Senior Cup, as everybody said so far, has topped it all off. And I think, as you could see from everybody's faces, when we won the cup, it was just pure joy and pure Pure.